grandparents that I'm talking about. My grandfather was a furrier. He made fur coats in Portland. Had a fur shop on Sandy Boulevard in Portland. And as I say, as a girl, I would go there with my grandparents, be with them on the weekends. And so when they went to the fur shop on Saturday, I would go with them and watch my grandfather work, watch my grandmother work. She made the satin linings for the fur coats. I adored my grandparents. And so, I mean, that was the work that they did. That was their living. But I must admit that even then I had very ambivalent feelings about the fur shop and those stacks of animal skins. And there was a great deal about it that was fascinating to me. And one of the things that was most fascinating was to watch the women who came in and to try on their fur coats that my grandfather was making for them. Or maybe they were getting them out of cold storage. You know, they had left them there for cold storage during the summer and they were getting them out to wear them. And they would try them on in front of a big three-way mirror, tall three-way mirror he had. You know, you can kind of bring the sides in so that they could look and see what the coat looked like and looked bad. And invariably those women would stroke fur of those capes or stoles or coats